Please, I will just recommend that you take your Bibles in your hands. Hallelujah. We're going to be looking at the book of Daniel this morning. Daniel is going to be our consideration. Verse 10 of Daniel chapter 2. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, "There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Furthermore, there is no king, priest, nor lord that asks such a thing of any magician or astrologer or Chaldean." Verse 11, everybody. "The thing that the king requires is singular, and there is no one that can show it before the king except the angels of God, whose dwelling is not with flesh." Verse 12, "For this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon." Verse 13 now, "And the decree went forth, and the wise men were taken to be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to kill them." Verse 14, "Then Daniel spoke with counsel and with wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guards, who was gone for to slay the wise men of Babylon." Verse 15, "He spoke and said to Arioch, the king's captain, 'What is the reason for which this decree has gone forth from the king with such haste?' Then Arioch made the thing known unto Daniel. Daniel went in and asked the king that he give him time, and that he will show the king the interpretation." Verse 17, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions." Verse 18, "To petition mercies of the God of heaven." To pray, that's what it means. To petition. That's what prayer is all about. You petition heaven. Hallelujah. "To petition mercies of the God of heaven concerning this mystery, and that Daniel and his fellows shall not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon." Verse 19. "Then the mystery was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, for which Daniel blessed the God of heaven." When was the vision revealed? When was it revealed? Yeah, I thought I was going to catch some people there. When was the vision revealed to Daniel? After Daniel had petitioned the mercies of God, of the God of heaven. Is that okay? But when did the vision come? At night. Praise God. Okay, so let's get going now. Verse 20. "And Daniel spoke and said, 'Blessed be the name of God from age to age, for wisdom and might are his.'" Verse 21, everybody. "And it is he that changes time," or the times and the opportunities. "He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to those that know understanding." Verse 22, let's do it together, please. "He reveals that which is deep and hidden. He knows what is in darkness, in the light dwells with him." Can we try to do verse 22 again? One, two, go. "He reveals that which is deep and hidden." Can we try that again one more time? "He reveals that which is deep and hidden." Can we try it one more time, please? "He reveals that which is deep and hidden." Does anybody have another translation? "He revealed the deep and the secret things." I'll continue this morning on the 8 wonders of prayer. And this morning I will be focusing on Daniel's prayer. Daniel's prayer. Father, pray for the blessing on your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. One of 8 wonders of prayer is that prayer creates the atmosphere for revelation and divine direction. One of the 8 wonders of prayer, as you will see in Babylon, is that prayer creates the atmosphere for revelation and divine direction. This morning, it is my hope and prayer that someone who is confused here will find direction. It is my hope and prayer that someone who needs to gain insight into some matters, it is my hope and prayer that this morning that you will discover how to gain insight into life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that someone who has been going through nights of confusion and a series of worries over life's issues, wondering why my life is like this, why are situations like this for me, it is my prayer that this morning the curtains of life will be open before you. You will be given access into the things that pertains to your peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I also pray for you this morning that the deep things will be revealed unto you, that the hidden things will be revealed unto you. I am where I am today because in 1989, in that little city in Bauchi State that they call Azare, in the place of prayer, some things were revealed to me. And the things that were revealed to me gave me a sense of direction for life. I am here in Abuja today because in the year 2000, in the place of prayer for 21 days, some things were revealed unto me that necessitated my coming into Abuja. What we are having today and the things that we shall be having in the years to come are all predicated on that encounter. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? I pray that something will be revealed to you that will redirect your life. I pray that something will be revealed to you that will redefine your life. I pray that something will be revealed to you that will reshape your own life. Can I have an amen in the house of God? There is power in revelation because it eliminates confusion. There is power in revelation because it eliminates confusion. Your present worry is because of the absence of direction. Your present depression is because of the absence of direction. It is because of the absence of revelation. What you know costs you to gain mastery over the things that confuses men in life. If there is any man you know on earth that has gained speed through God, you will discover that they have gained speed through the mastery of revelation, through the mastery of divine direction. It is critical, therefore, that you and I at this juncture in our lives, it is critical that we spend our time with God and practice the principles that will be shared with us this morning, that we may begin to gain speed in life. I'm excited about my future. I don't sit down any morning mourning over life and allowing life to make me question what is going on. I don't carry a long face. You've been with me for some times and my pastors have been with me for about 10, 12 years now. You don't see me going around with a depressed attitude and all of that, sir. Because the future is more compelling than the present. The future is more compelling than my past. I'm so excited about the future because for the joy that is set before me, I am determined. I'm to endure the cross. I am so captivated by my future that there is nothing of the present, not heights, not depths, not lows, not highs. There is no principality or power, not in the depths of the earth, not in the ocean, not in the skies above, that can weaken my resolve. Because you see, I have seen something. I have fellowshipped with destiny. I have fellowshipped with my future. I have written my legacy statement. Am I talking to somebody here? I have written how I want to be remembered when I die, based on what I have seen about my death. For some of us, fear
The fear of death has no grip on us.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Because I am compelled by the future that has been revealed unto me. All has not been revealed. Just a part that has been revealed is compelling enough.
Amen. I got on board yesterday. I was at the University of Ife yesterday. And God bless Pastor Ben. Lulu also was in Obafemi Awolowo University with me. Lulu in the media department. They were all there to give me a lot of support. Having a program with Pastor Tunde Bakare. Amen. And thank God I exited before the appointed time. Amen. praise God.
And while we boarded the, you know, something funny happened. This just by the wayside anyway, just on a lighter note.
We were to board at 3 o'clock. I mean, we were to depart at 3 o'clock. And I was still signing books at 2:05, 2:10. And to get to Ibadan from Ife, it was going to take us another 1 hour. And we just boarded and we just took off. Pastor Ben called the protocol because the guy that drove us to Ife from Ibadan, when he was driving, you were not sure whether he was driving or walking, you know. So when we were going back, Pastor Ben felt that this will be unwise for us. And that's why God has blessed me with that man. Amen. And the man quickly told the guy, would you please step aside? I'm also a driver. Amen. And Pastor Ben made it to Ife, to Ibadan in 45 minutes. Are you listening? I don't know how we made it. We were arriving the airport and we were looking at the plane. Everybody had boarded. They were getting ready to withdraw the steps. And before we entered the airport, the Lord said to me, don't show up at the place, at the reception. Let Pastor Ben go. You pray. And so I told Pastor Ben, I said, Pastor Ben, leave all the loads with me and Lulu. You run up there. And I said, Father, we came to serve you. We can't leave here and go to Lagos to catch up another plane. I must be in service today. And Pastor, and they were like, where are you? And you know, eventually, some of them said something. They said, who are you people that a whole plane is kept on the ground because of you? I said, I don't know. Somebody has looked at me and said, do you know it's because of you this plane is still on the ground? I said, is there a governor behind me? That the plane, the plane could not go until everything that has to do. We kept the plane on ground for extra 15 minutes. As soon as we entered, they closed. And we didn't charter the plane. Praise God. And don't try that next time, you know. Otherwise, you see the plane taking off right before you. We went on an assignment. God knows that we need to be here this morning. Amen. Awesome. Now, but we had a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord yesterday. Now, while we're on board, a woman sat beside me and she looked at me and says, she said, you are Reverend Samuel. And I'm like, Lord have mercy, I'm Samuel. And she was like, sir, she just wanted to tell me that she's been waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb for 4 years or for five now. And that why do Christians go through delay? I said, you are talking to the right person. She said, Pastor, I just knew that when I discovered you are the one sitting beside me, that God orchestrated it. I said to her, now that you've come to the fourth year, I said, the fifth one will be when you will carry your baby. Are you listening to me? I said, the fifth one is when you will carry your baby. And she was looking. She was like, Pastor, I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. She said, I believe it. And I want to say to somebody here that has been waiting on God for something, this is a season when you will carry it. This is a season when you will handle it. I have said that to say something. Her countenance brightened up when I shared with her some revelations that helped us during our waiting period. What I'm saying is that your present state of mind is a reflection of the revelation that controls you.
jump from place to place. And honestly, I blame them not. At the same time, I hold them responsible. When you don't know what pertains to your future, you will run to, from pillar to post. Are you getting what I'm saying? Apart from going to men of God that I honor, just to go and meet them for just for ministry, conversation, prayer, and all kinds. I don't go around asking somebody, in my future, can you tell me what's God saying about my future? I know too much of that. So you can't even confuse me if you come around, Pastor, and the Lord is showing me this. If what you are God is showing you does not confirm what God has shown me, we keep it in the archive. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? There is something about revelation. It gives you rest. Hi. There is something about insight into your future. It brightens your countenance. It makes you go through adversity with comfort. It makes you go through waiting period with joy. Because it has been revealed already, so it cannot be denied. Somebody was suggesting to me and said, and I told that lady yesterday, I said, somebody said to me, he said, Pastor Sam, he said, why you people are waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb? He said, won't you? And somebody was even saying they was going to bring seven people to come and pray in my house. I said, for what? I said, if God doesn't want to give me children, I said, good luck to him. I enjoy my wife. Amen. Children are not my heritage. So if he chooses not to give me, he has decided not to disturb me. He has decided to let me keep my money so that me and my girlfriend can enjoy. Are you getting what I'm talking about here? See, Africans looking at me now. It's the way, it's tradition that is not making you to understand what I'm saying. And listen, very soon tradition will be clear from your eyes. Because you will get to know that children are not your own. Particularly children of this 21st century. Once they already get into 12, hypopsy. They're gone. By 16, 18, they're gone. Hi, mom just called to say hi. Are you okay? Sure you're all right? Greet dad for me. I'm doing fine in New York. They're gone. And it should be left with you and the guy that you decided not to be close to because of your children. Two of you holding walking stick for each other at old age. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So someone came and said, Pastor Sam, maybe you push you, do this and do that. I said, listen to me. And somebody said, the Lord revealed that there's one woman in our village and that woman is a very fat woman and that maybe we need to go to the village and appease the woman. I said, wait, calm down. I said, I should go to the village and appease a woman in the village so that what God said he will do will come to pass. I said, if I do that, I said, then that God has ceases to be God, then this woman is the latest God in town. I said, the God who revealed it, listen, he revealed that I will have a son. Are you getting what I'm saying, sir? He revealed David to me in year 2000. David came to pass in year 2004. Revealed Daryl Link to me 2005. She came to pass in 2012. The God who reveals can still perform. And I am not in a hurry. May I not be in a hurry to embrace a child that will bury at old age. All the days of my life, he has it in their plan, in his plans. I want a child. I want this. I want it now. May you not have it now and lose it later. Let God do family planning for you. The moment he reveals, you know, I'll be preaching in those days in Owen House. I'll be preaching and I'll see Darylene. You know the shocking part, Pastor? Think that I see myself placing her hair. To think now that part of the side of the hair, there's no hair. I kept laughing and I said, God, this is what she will have in abundance in old age. Are you getting what I'm saying, sir? It's been revealed, sir. is being revealed, and it is revealed to redeem. If you will spend time with the God who revealed deep things and secret things, your life will enjoy peace. I'm excited about some things he has revealed concerning 2014 and the years to come. I'm moving into a new cycle in my year in the month of April this year. So excited about that. I hear that normally when people are about to approach that particular cycle, that phase, I learned that they normally approach it with confusion. Worrying over their life. Oh God, look at me. I laugh. Some people will even get to ask themselves, why is it? Look at me. I've entered this cycle now. What have I achieved in life?
You don't know I'm approaching that cycle. Amen. Fire burning inside me. I mean, I'm thinking of how to conquer the world for God. Am I talking to someone in the house of God? Enter nations I've never entered before. Speak on platforms I've never spoken before. I am excited about my future because of what he has revealed.
They say there's something they call midlife crisis. For me, it's midlife excitement. Midlife what, sir? Excitement. I have seen people at the age of 30 who are so confused, so depressed. Let me ask your neighbor, are you excited this morning? Let me ask your neighbor, what do you see about your future? What do you see? What do you see? Papa, I don't know. The life is hazy. Life is up and down. Life is confusing. What do you see? The curtain of life has been opened to you. You shall begin to have access to life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me in 20 minutes walk out this text for you, and I hope it will really bless you. I hope it blesses you. Like I said to you, one of the wonders of prayer is that it creates the atmosphere for what's up? Revelation and divine direction. From our case study, we see the following. Number one, Nebuchadnezzar the king had a major dream. And the funny part about this dream was that, listen to this, unlike in the case of Joseph, where the king had a dream and saw a lean cow and a fat cow. He saw seven of them, seven lean cows and seven fat cows. And then he saw that the lean cows were swallowing the fat cows, but the magicians could not interpret it until Joseph came. Unlike in that scenario, we now have a situation that is different here with the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar by name. In his own situation, what we have is that the king had a dream, and when he woke up, he forgot it. The Bible said the dream was taken away from his memory. It was taken away from his memory. And so he called his magicians, he called the Chaldeans, and he called all the stargazers and the rest of them. He told them about the situation that he found himself in. He said to them, I have a dream. And he said to them, I would love one of you to please interpret this dream. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 in verse 1, and in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dreams with which his spirit was troubled and his sleep fled from him. And so when the king had that dream, the next thing he did was that, can somebody please, number one, you should be able to know the dream that I had that I can't tell you. First, you should be able to go into my subconscious. Hallelujah. You should be able to move into my subconscious and figure out the dream that I had that I don't know, but it troubles me and it has taken my sleep away. I need somebody to first move into my subconscious. Then number two, I want the person to pull out the dream. Number three, the person should be able to interpret the dream. Somebody say solution provider. Yes. So Nebuchadnezzar was looking for a solution provider to his problem. And the king actually made a reward available. The Bible says in verse 2, then the king commanded to call all the magicians, astrologers, enchanters, and the Chaldeans, that they might show the king his dream. So they came and presented themselves before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed dreams. I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit
was troubled to know the dream. Then the Chaldean spoke to the king in Syriac. O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream. Can you see them now? They said, tell thy servants the dream and we will show you the interpretation. If you tell us the dream, we will tell you the interpretation. The king answered in verse 5 of Daniel chapter 2. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from my memory. You are in trouble now. The thing is gone from my memory. If you will not make known unto me the dream with its interpretation. First, you must pull out the dream, make known the dream to me, and make known the interpretation. If you can't do it, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made to become a dunghill. Verse 6, but if you show the dream and its interpretation, you will receive of me gifts and reward and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and its interpretation. Show me the dream and its interpretation. And the Bible made us understand that the astrologers, the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, the Bible said they could not show the man his dream. Neither could they bring the interpretation thereof. I want to decree and declare by the Spirit of the Lord that in this season, wherever astrologers, enchanters, wherever Chaldeans and magicians are working to hinder your own lifting by confusing those that shall favor you, I decree and declare by the Spirit of God that from this hour their hands will not perform their enterprise. They will not succeed in their activities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So the king could not find a solution provider among the magicians, the astrologers, enchanters, and Chaldeans. He could not find any one of them, so he decided to wipe out all of them. He decided to wipe out all of his wise men. Unfortunately, or fortunately, let's put it that way, Daniel was considered to be among the wise men, even though he is not an astrologer. Do you understand that, sir? So Daniel was also going to be wiped out in that situation in verse 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Furthermore, there is no king, no prince, no lord that has asked such a thing of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. Verse 11, Daniel chapter 2. Finally, the thing that the king requires is singular, and there is no one that can show it before the king except the angels of God. Ah, I like that reservation now. This thing that we're talking about, sir, this thing that God has revealed, this thing that the king has had as a dream, it's only reserved for an exclusive group of people. And they are called angels of God. Only those kind of people can have access into the mind of the king, the subconscious of the king, and reprogram the king or cause the king to be rewind in his mind in order to figure out what the dream was. They said only angels of God whose dwelling is not with flesh. The kind of people that will have access into the things that we're talking about here are people whose dwelling is not with flesh. Ah, Dabosiata. Lord have mercy. Those who will have access into the secrets of God are those whose dwelling is not with flesh. Walk in the spirit. Do not walk in the flesh. For the works of the flesh are manifest, which are this. And the Bible listed all of it in Galatians 5 verse 21 to 23. There are things that are reserved in God for only those who will not walk in the flesh. It said these things are meant for those who are the angels of God whose dwelling is not with flesh. My pastor Isaiah spoke some times ago and that message really touched my heart. I was watching it in Las Vegas and it really, really blessed me. Pastor, you were speaking and then you touched on something and I wish you had stayed there. You touched on something. You said, and Samson, whose consecration forbade him from eating anything that has to do with the flesh or dead things. The Bible says that Samson found honey, something sweet in a dead place. Am I talking to somebody here? Samson found something sweet, but in the wrong place. And Samson didn't know that that was the beginning of his trouble in life. Be careful when you find something sweet in the wrong place. It's sweet, but where did you find it? And the Bible says, and Samson went on
drinking the honey. And you know, the fact that you can still manifest the power while you're still drinking honey from the wrong place doesn't mean that God is still with you. It might just be God extending his grace over your life. Am I talking to somebody here? And Samson kept on going on. And the Bible says, and Samson took the honey and brought it to his father and did not tell them whence it came from. So he didn't tell them where he got it from. And I also wanted to ask the father and the mother, how about you also taking it from him? And so Samson continued, but you know how that led eventually to Samson's downfall. It weakened him spiritually. The point I'm trying to make is that there are things that God wants to reveal to you about today, tomorrow, and the years to come. But they can't happen if you dwell with flesh. Help me touch your neighbor, say, walk away from flesh. Now that's a tough thing to say, but you need to say it this morning. Say, walk away from flesh. Yes, there are things that God wants to reveal to you, but they can't be revealed until you begin to walk away from flesh. The Bible says, these things are reserved for only angels of God whose dwelling is not with flesh. Stop dwelling with flesh. Stop dwelling with everything that the Bible calls and likens to flesh. It will make you see what God wants you to see. You can't be beholding the wrong thing and want to behold the right thing at the same time. Verse 12, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth, and the wise were taken to be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to kill them also, because they were considered to be wise men also. The point I'm trying to make is very simple. The king could not find a solution provider, because the person that will provide this answer must be somebody who does not dwell with what, sir? With flesh. Somebody who has access into the presence of God. Somebody who spends time with the Most High God. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. He will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And so he said, the man that God will reveal this thing to must be one who does not dwell with flesh. And so Daniel, upon hearing that himself was going to be involved, Daniel steps out of the scene by faith. And Daniel decided to become the solution provider. Daniel, the Bible says in verse 14, Daniel spoke with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He said in verse 15, to Arioch, the king's captain, what is the reason for which this decree has gone forth from the king with such haste? Then Arioch made the king known to Daniel, the thing known to Daniel. And Daniel went in and asked the king that he might have give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. Daniel, that is a bold step to take. Only those who know their God can talk like that. You don't go and meet the king and tell him that, okay, give me some time. I will show you the interpretation of the dream that you don't even know anything about. Daniel knew his God. He knows that the God that he served was the God that revealed secrets. And so Daniel decided to take the matter back to his friends. And that takes me now to the heart of my message. Daniel took the matter to his friends. May you have prayer partners. We talked about that on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday, sir? We talked about that on Wednesday. Don't miss this coming Wednesday. Now Daniel took the matter to his friends. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel spoke to them and told them, he said, my friends, there's trouble in the land. The king is about to wipe all of us out. But the way out is that one of us should be able to bring the interpretation of the dream to the king. First, you must know the dream. Number two, you should be able to interpret it. And Daniel said to his brothers, he said, I know that this is a difficult thing to do, but we have something we can use to get a revelation. And look at what the Bible says in verse 46. I want everybody to be there now. Verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face. Sorry, please. That's not the verse I want to use. Quickly, please. Now, quickly. Yeah, verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, to petition mercies of the God of heaven concerning this mystery, and that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. When they petitioned the mercies of the God of heaven concerning the matter, then the mystery was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision for which Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So Daniel decided to do something. And I want to challenge us into that today. One of the benefits of prayer is that it brings revelation. My encounter in 2000 that brought me into Abuja will always remain indelible in my heart. 21 days of praying while fasting. I just came back from a preaching engagement on my way back, and the Lord said to me, "This will be the last day you'll preach anywhere. I'd like to see you in my presence." It wasn't a statement of come and fast for 21 days. I just entered his presence and it ended up on the 21st day. And as I spent time there, sir, not coming down, I have witnesses in this place. I have two people who were living witnesses who were there then. So it was in the church office. I was locked up in the church office for 21 days. In one room. No seeing anybody. My mother only saw me on the 21st day. A man having intermeddle with all wisdom. A man that separates himself will intermeddle with all wisdom. There are things you can't find in God until you set yourself aside. The secrets of God are not on the streets. Women don't get pregnant in the open day, on the streets, except they are raped. A woman gets pregnant when she goes to meet with her husband and goes to a secret place. Impregnation takes place in the place of separation. There are things God wants to speak to you about, but he can't share them until you come to his presence. Your future is more glorious than your present. It's just that you don't know. Your present confusion is as a result of the absence of direction. You are greater than what you are. It's just that you have not yet received the understanding of it. Struggle is an indication that you don't have direction. Trying this and trying that is indicative of the fact that the one you should do has not been revealed yet. Sam and Sons, general merchandise, is a reflection of the fact that you have not yet been told what the specific Apple or the specific Microsoft or the specific product should be. Once you have the revelation of the commanding product of your life, you begin to command distinction. What the next 10 years of your life will look like, the Father wants to reveal them to you. You're not hearing me. You don't need to stress yourself. Wake me up in the dream, Pastor. What do you see in 10 years? I'll tell you. So, day before yesterday, when I got into Ife, boom, just like that, sir. I couldn't sleep until about 1 a.m. Pastor Ben was next door to me. His hotel room was next door to me. At the point, I felt like maybe I should call Pastor Ben. Come and see what God is showing me. The heavens are loaded with information. The heavens are loaded with revelation. But the question is, who are the people available to download them? And heaven will only pay for what they reveal to you. You are not hearing. Heaven will only sponsor what heaven reveals to you. Heaven is not compared to sponsor anything that heaven has not endorsed. God wants to lead you in a direction. My father said I should tell you. He wants to tell you. He wants to show you. One of our members here, I remember, I was sharing with Pastor John. I remember some years ago, I was with him in the U.S. And I said, come to Nigeria. Come and invest in Nigeria. And he was like, Pastor Sam, he doesn't know what to do. And Nigeria, cut a long story short. I brought him and one other person in the U.S. I brought two of them together to come and speak at my Wealth Creation Conference at Sheraton Hotel and Towers. And then I asked the two of them to meet me at Washington, D.C. The two of them came, one came from Baltimore, the other one came from Washington, D.C. inner town. They all met me in the hotel. And I said, you guys, why don't you look into Nigeria? Cut a long story short. The two of them came into this country, looked at some strategic opportunity. They formed an alliance. And just three years ago, they formed an alliance, target a sector of the economy. If I tell you what God is doing for those young people now, you won't believe it. You don't have to be 20 years in Abuja to break through. There is somebody that will break into a new dimension of millions under the sound of my voice. Revelation will give you direction to a place where struggles will be banished for life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation will bring you to a place where your relevance will be made known to your generation. The struggle is over. Just come to the place of prayer. Now, you must be willing to do it. This is not a prayer for you to hear. It's a prayer for you to do. This is not a teaching for you to do, to hear. It's a teaching for you to do something. I call you to the place of prayer. God can give you the name of your next child. God can give you the name of your husband before you ever meet him. God can give you the name of the business he wants you to invest into. God can tell you the next move that you need to make in your life. God can tell you what it is. And let me declare that God will begin to tell you that. I close with this for you. In Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 1 to verse 3. It said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. He was still in the court of the prison. Saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Verse 3. Call unto me, Kai. Is anybody saying that? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will do what, sir? Talk to me, sir. I will do what, sir? Call unto me and I will do what? Talk to me. Call unto me and I will do what, sir? Is that a covenant or not, sir? You do what, sir? You call and I will do what? And I will answer. And when I answer you, what will I do? How am I going to answer you? Talk to me. Let me hear you. You will do what? He will do what? Somebody say, show me. And what are the things he will show you, sir? I'm not hearing you. Say like it's going to happen to you. What? Great and mighty things. Meaning until you call me, great and mighty things will be eluding you. Because listen to this, say, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. Meaning until you call unto me, they will not be revealed to you. I have read biographies. I've read stories about men of God, people who are succeeding in life. I've read about Christian business people, how that it was in the place of prayer that God opened their eyes and showed them something that they became eventually. Anybody here wants to say, God, Father, open my eyes and show me great and mighty things. Wave your hands at me. I'm going to give you 1 minute to pray in a short while from now. Hallelujah. Just going to give you 1 minute now. And I close with this statement for you. What is the reward of praying? What is the reward of praying and accessing revelation? When you pray and you access revelation, what does that do for you? This is the exciting part of it now. Look at verse 46 of Daniel chapter 2. Verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and humbled himself. Can you see the revelation that came through Daniel humbled the king? He humbled himself before Daniel and commanded that they should sacrifice presents and sweet odors unto Daniel. Verse 47. The king answered unto Daniel and said, certainly, The God that is your God is God of gods and the Lord of the kings and the revealer of the mysteries, seeing that thou could reveal this mystery. Verse 48. Then the king magnified Daniel. This is what revelation does to you, sir. The king magnified Daniel and gave him many and great gifts and made him what, sir? Talk to me. Made him what? He made him a governor over the whole province of Babylon, and he made him to be the prince among governors. Now he now made him to be the prince of governors over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel also now says, sir, now that I am the governor of Babylon, there are some people that are my fellow prayer warriors. I refuse to be lifted alone. Glory be to God. He says, I want you to do something. I want you to also appoint them. Give them some appointment in government. Amen. Give them some. And the Bible says that, and Daniel, verse 19, requested of the king. And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel was at the gate controlling the city, because he that holds the gate controls the city. I come to a summation. I want to ask you one question. How did Daniel become a governor in Babylon? That's where I want to end my sermon. Talk to me. How did Daniel become a governor in Babylon? How did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how did they rise in Babylon? Can anybody now tell me one word for it? What's that? Number two question. How did they get revelation? Talk to me again. Number one question for you. How will you rise in this city? Say to me. Then the question is, how will you get revelation? I didn't hear you. Prayer. Is that okay, sir? Then the question is, when will you begin to pray? And please, when I'm talking about revelation, sir, please, in 21st century language, the word for revelation is solution. Because don't forget that the king had a problem. The summary of the word revelation that Daniel brought was what, sir? Solution. So one word now, can we become contemporary? How will you be lifted in this city? By providing what, sir? I'm not hearing you, sir. By becoming a what, sir? How do you find solution that others have said there can never be a solution to? Reading Harvard's book. Reading books. He read books of Harvard. Is that what he read, sir? He went to an unconventional source to get an unconventional answer. He used an unconventional means. I wish I had time to talk to someone about some of these things. Prayer. I therefore want to ask you for 1 minute to pray for one simple thing. Please. How many of you sense in your spirit here? Thank you, Father. How many of you sense in your spirit that you really want to pray, but whenever you want to pray, something just holds you down from praying. Something keeps you from praying. And you realize that because of the absence of prayer in your life, you really realize that so many things are hidden from you. Call unto me and I will show you. Call unto me and I will show you. They petitioned the mercies of the God of heaven. Then was the thing revealed. They petitioned, they prayed. Then was the thing revealed. How many of us want to say that, Pastor, look, I've been trying to pray, but whenever I want to pray, things have been a little bit difficult for me to pray. And as a result of that, I discovered a lot of things are hidden from me. Just wave your hands at me if that's been the situation. Wave your hands at me. Things have been hidden from you. Okay, fine. I'm going to ask you to just pray one single prayer right now. Say, Father, I receive the grace to engage the instrument of prayer that brings revelation. The kind of prayer that brings revelation. I receive the grace for it today. Open your mouth in 1 minute and speak to God concerning that. Open 1 minute. 1 minute. Speak to God concerning that. Speak to God concerning that. Open your mouth and speak to God concerning that. Just 1 minute quietly. Just say, Father, give me grace for the kind of prayer that births revelation.
prayer for the kind of grace that brings revelation. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, very quickly, I want to say this. Next week, Sunday, we're going to begin the whole month of March are going to be 5 Super Sundays for us. Next week, Sunday, I'm going to begin a series here. And it's going to be a day of family breakthrough and deliverance. Next week, Sunday, is going to be what we're going to be dealing with here. And I want you to please make sure, particularly the first service, make sure you come in good time. Now, the second thing I want to announce that all of you who want, I'm going to start a mentoring program right now. I've been working on that for a long time. Last year, I thought I was going to do it. But right now, we have come up with a plan on how we're going to do it. Those of you, I really want to mentor some of you this year. At the end of this year, I want to see some people that I poured myself into and help to come up in some levels. Now, what we're going to do is that all of you who want us to mentor, want me to mentor you, I would like you to go on, just go my name, www.samoye.org. That's all. Samoye.org. When you get on my site, you're going to find a place called SOME, S-O-M-E, SOME, you know, Samoye Mentoring Experience. You just go there, click, and then you're going to fill a form there. Now, I mentioned there of leadership, I mentioned there of relationship, ministry, and spirituality. Now, whatever area, of course, entrepreneurship is going to be there, that's going to be included. Whatever area you want me to mentor you, and if you want me to mentor you in all, just click, fill the form, it's going to be sent to our office, and then we're going to send a message to you and let you know when our mentoring program is going to start, and that's going to be very, very soon. So please take note of that. Go online today and fill the mentoring form. Anybody that wants me to mentor you, just go online, fill that mentoring form. It's very, very critical that you do that. This coming Saturday will be our morning glory. I'd like to see you there in the morning. We're going to spend some time in the place of prayer. And I trust that the Almighty God will richly bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice here, that as we come into the secret place of prayer, you will begin to open our eyes. You will begin to reveal things to us. I command confusion to be banished from the life of your children. Let there be direction where there's been confusion. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, let revelation get rid of depression. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And amen.